Matt.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine. Yes. Egg. Oh. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
With Sam Smith, big boss of Field of Dreams. Sam, what even is Field of Dreams?
Well, it's a good question, Big Hungry. The website, we've called it a music compilation and live experience. These are some objectives that are often used for festivals and whatnot of late. That's why we've used them.
So the general concept is you buy a fantastic mix CD of unreleased and exclusive tracks, and then what happens?
Yeah. So the idea there, John, is that we shine a little light on some brilliant tracks that people might not, or bands that people might not be aware of. They can get their hands on a compact disc this time around. If they're pretty rad and they do that, then they're welcome at the live experience party situation on the 6th of March, where each of the featured artists will perform a live set. And I know you guys have been through it before. It was a great time.
Oh, fantastic. Yep, 2 years ago.
This time around, pretty epic, obviously, to add Vroom to the lineup this time around as well, with a brand new demo from back in the day, which they've provided for us. And I think you've got that there. Have you got?
I think we should. We should just go straight to the top and play this, because I don't think people should wait any longer to hear a brand new Vroom song.
Some we are still waiting on a couple of the other tracks to come in.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fresh they're going to be.
Yep.
So obviously, it's hard to comment on where this would, be placed track position on the album.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the middle somewhere. But
maybe. Could be first or last as well.
True. Well, let's get it. Yeah. It's called Do You Still Believe in Me? And it's just buzz and a guitar, and it's absolutely delish. So here's
Scene. About 2 minutes.
I wish I could say this is a premiere, but I secretly played this yesterday, so cheers.
What the hell happened to us? Off we flew into sunny sky, never looking backward, never looking back. What the hell happened to us? We're all out sunny skies. Now we're looking backwards, always looking back.
For your ears, ladies and gentlemen. It does sound like
short answer there. absolutely do. Great to have you on board, Buzz.
That sounds like new old stock as well. It sounds like vintage Vroom.
It's pretty nice, actually, isn't it?
What a tune. Brilliant.
Now, what time will Vroom be playing? Has the lineup been announced? The timetable.
Yeah, we've just finalized the run sheet for the day, actually, John.
Mm-hmm.
I've fired that through to your inbox. If you want to pull that up, you'll see, I think, 7:15 p.m. Verm coming on. I believe that was a direct request from you, actually, John.
Yeah.
You wanted to see Verm at around 7 p.m.
Yep.
So we've accommodated that.
I've got the lineup here. We've got Buster Parts Auckland Central at 10:30. Sang is on at 12 o'clock, high noon. We will be opening the stage up there. NT Honey after that. Ripship, Te Huhu, Draw, Nah Noise, Water, Ounce, Voom, Surf Friends, Crazy Old Night Science, and then maybe a stiff little DJ set down the bottom of the hill kind of thing. And there will be DJ sets dotted all throughout there featuring Pink Rick, Jin, myself, Johnny over there.
Possibly others who will.
Yeah, I get lazy. I get a little bit lazy.
We'll see what happens there.
Now, Sam from Field of Dreams, can you describe the site to us? Where exactly is this festival taking place?
Well, it's in and around my residence here, John.
Your house?
Yes, we've got what's called a lifestyle property.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, lifestyle being music festivals. So yeah, we Big Hungry Jen and I laboured a couple of years ago. The first edition, we built a stage underneath some macro carpet, some fully grown macro carpet trees. On the side of a very steep hill.
Beautiful big gnarly
looking out over Lake Pukeroa and on the Awhiti Peninsula there.
Mm.
It's probably steeper than most festivals in terms of the landscape, but plenty of bang for buck, John.
And the numbers are relatively low, aren't they? Sort of we're in around the 150 mark, so it's quite an exclusive situation. If people do want to have a look, go to the Facebook page, Field of Dreams 2, and you can see some pictures of what we are describing at the minute. Should we play another hot brand new track from the Sun Return record label, NT Honey?
Yes, please.
Vi in the Sky. I have no idea what we're in for. I know NT Honey are delish. We've had them on playlist before. I'm sure you've heard of them, listener, and I reckon this will probably go on playlist. And it's got that number 316 that keeps popping up in my life. What does that mean?
Riding so high in the sky.
What does it all mean? What does it mean?
It's NT Honey with Vi in the Sky playing Field of Dreams 2. March 6th, we just got reports that Splore has been pushed back a month. Are we still charging ahead of Field of Dreams? I told everyone in the news that we're charging ahead with Field of Dreams. Is that correct?
Oh, that's... Well, there's no reason to curtail Field of Dreams, but obviously, Splore, bunch of pussies.
Well, sold out. Small festival.
Is that what's happened here, or like they're gonna kick it down the road a month, and then there'll be no Splore for you?
Splore is. I mean, if Splore was just outside of Auckland, they might have been okay. But
yeah, we're sort of in that no man's land anyway. But anyway,
very much, very much.
Yeah, out here on the Awhiti Peninsula, it's another beautiful day. A couple of days of stormy rain, which means, folks, there'll be a little bit of grass underfoot.
What about the gorse? There's been some concerns about the gorse on the property. Do John, people just wear jandals and bring a mat?
It's kind of rich speak because John hasn't worn jandals in ages. He just keeps wearing shoes every really? Single day. So I feel like you've encountered gorse in a city
that
situation.
That could just be because COVID, though.
Wear jandals to work yesterday and Monday.
Not good for cycling.
Because I rode
John
my bicycle this afternoon.
Trying to avoid getting droplets on his feet.
Yeah. Okay. That'll do it.
Now.
So yeah. Sam, anyway, so it looks like it's going to be another beautiful day for it out here.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great bands. Another of which, Draw. You've got a track there which has been remastered for Field of Dreams 2 compilation and live experience.
This is they played.
And I'd like
this.
You to cue that up.
Yeah, it's ready to go. It's ready to go, mate. You can trust in that. We had Draw play Drive Island recently, and they played this song. And it was actually released in 2017. And it's one of those ones where you're like, where the fuck was I when this song came out? Because it's absolutely dynamite.
Well, I think it's actually where the fuck were they? Because they were like cruising around Brooklyn and shit, and we were just still in Auckland.
I see.
I think that's what happened up there, I think.
It's an absolute beaut. It's called Star to Finish, and it's been remastered for the Field of Dreams 2 compilation. Here we go. We'll be right back. Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. Oh.
That is, what a beauty.
That is the band Draw.
Shit's come back. It's come back.
There's a reprise.
There's a reprise.
Rad, okay. Yes. My bad. Hopefully that didn't upset Jin's message saying sounding good, fellas, because we just kind of just mucked up a little bit there, Jin. Yeah.
So far, so good, Jin.
That is Draw, a band that you won't see very often, and featuring, I mean, the band is just absolutely star-studded, to be honest. Like, characters from all different walks of Auckland's echelon of talent.
Yeah, I think some of the that particular track was an era when Daniel, the main guy, was doing recording all of the bits, but there have been a cast of likely gents circling around on some of the newer stuff, and then the live situation. I'm really looking forward to that group in the afternoon sun. A lot of the young gorse has been taken care of, by the way, John.
Yeah. Now, just back to Field of Dreams. A pre-order compact disc is $99. You do get free entry to a festival to celebrate the compilation, but also there is a beautiful t-shirt available, a kind of in the spirit of "If you build it, they will come." Field of Dreams 2 t-shirt that Callum Rooney's done the art for, and everywhere I wear the t-shirt, I get great compliments. So
I kind of feel like that's the kind of thing that'll set you apart from the likes of Splore. See, they're having to shift their date. The government had to do it with the referendum.
You got to take your own dress up as
well. Field of Dreams 2, put the t-shirts up now. It's just going to happen. It's going to be mint. And yeah, that's kind of how I'm approaching that.
The t-shirts came out pre-COVID 3.
Yeah, but also there is going to, we've literally got one small t-shirt left.
Oh wow.
There is a reprint coming from the talented Callum Rooney.
Are we going to make sure that the reprint
in time for the big day?
Can the reprints be like a little bit not as good as the originals?
Oh, I don't even, yeah. I don't know. Field of Dreams is about like a high level, consistently high level quality shit.
Now, speaking of that, Sam, actually, we just finished off this track today. We're both in Te Huhu. You play acoustic guitar, I play electric, and we both sing, just to remind you what's going on, and others. We finished a cover, Paul Kari Kanaano. I got you to do some BVs, and I just chucked some slide guitar on last night, and this is kind of like the first mix of that.
Yeah,
if it's all good, it'll go up on the Bandcamp. If not, it'll be a couple more days before it gets actually released. But
shout out to basically shout out to Ron, that's right. Cheers.
Technically, this is the Hayley Westenra version. There's only two verses in here, but I think probably everyone only knows the one verse really. It's one of those songs. But
I think this is everyone's version.
This is in classic Te Huhu fashion. We scrambled the whole internet to try and find a good version of this and couldn't find it, so we made it ourselves.
Fingers crossed, we'll see Te Huhu in the BFM Lounge on Friday performing live. Maybe they'll throw this one out.
Shit.
Oh, cheers. Maybe.
la-di-da, ladies and gentlemen, recorded at 95 BFM production, relatively live, and then a couple of bits added on there. That's Tehuhu with poor Kari Kariana, and that's a cat in the background at Sam's place at Field of Dreams.
Yeah, so cheers to that song, basically, and shout out to the history. Apologies for some of the today on there, but
Fuck, I think it's pretty good. I tried my hardest.
No, I was just gonna say that we're all on, as they say now, we're all on different journeys with our Rio. Okay.
Now, Sam Smith, Field of Dreams. What are the food and drink options at Field of Dreams if I make it out to the live experience?
Are you getting that text as well?
Yep.
I've been getting that text. What I'd like to say, I'd like to get out ahead of that pack and just mention that we have great food lined up for the festival for you this year, John.
Yum!
This time we have, you may have heard of langos. It's a type of Hungarian fried bread.
The ultimate festival food.
I haven't seen it for a while, actually, at festivals. I feel like festivals have dropped the ball here, and this is exactly where Field of Dreams picks the ball up and runs with it.
I think you're referring
Stacey
to
Jones.
Is COVID. There just hasn't been festivals because of COVID.
But
you haven't been at them. Anyway.
One thing we can agree on.
The point here is langos fried bread. If you have tasted the delights,
it's delicious.
You'll know what we mean.
It's so good.
So, whilst you're encouraged to bring your own picnic, etc., langos will be on site with fried bread. And they have a lot of things they put on top of the fried bread as well.
Also,
if you go to the website, maybe tomorrow or the next day, we'll put a picture of what it looks like, maybe, and stuff like that.
I'm also considering doing Rhinex on tick, but that's just like a little big hungry secret. I might have a fridge with some ice in it, and you might be able to get a cup of Rhinex off me on tick.
How much per can?
It's got to be.
I reckon that
Rhinex on
idea.
Tick.
Should we just call that an idea? I reckon that one like lives and dies on the fact that there's not a lot of reception out here, guys. So.
Yeah. Also, I'm lazy. You know, I'll be pretty busy that day with a couple of bands. Hey, we should actually play another song from a ripping band on the scene, Nah Noise, cruising around kicking ass.
Also, by the way, quite a good compilation.
No doubt. We just got a message in from Jin saying he's absolutely loving this.
Was he still loving it? Is that the second one?
Nah, still the same one. I just thought I'd say it again.
Still the same message. Hey, Jin, if you're out there, if it's still starting to get, message us in. 5395.
This is Nah Noise with Sunstone Air, available on the Field of Dreams 2 comp. We'll be right back. That's Nah Noise. We're going to back to back it. This next one is Rip Ship, playing a little bit earlier on in the day. We like to have sort of young upstarts at the fest. I feel like last time you'd say it was Transistor.
Absolutely. I wouldn't call either of them upstarts. Yeah. Both rapping. And also Nah Noise, far out. Sick. Also such a great band. Amazing to have them on the comp. Press play on the next one, Rip Ship. Also amazing.
Rip Ship.
Yes, I really like that song.
Rip Ship, I was going to tear the place apart a little bit earlier on.
I thought you guys played the live sesh the other day. I thought that sounded really good as well.
Oh, they were great in the studio. I mean,
it sounded hot, tight, hot, etc.
They're only a two-piece, ladies and gentlemen. You might be impressed to know. But gigging a lot at the moment, so they'll be nice and tight.
Now, Sam Smith from Field of Dreams, is there anything about Field of Dreams, the experience, that you'd like to share with us that we may not know?
It's hard to pinpoint anything specific like that, John. I guess one thing to mention in terms of an urgent situation There aren't many camping tickets left.
Okay.
They have been selling a lot more swiftly than the Catch the Bus Home After the Last Band, which is Night Science, coming out next. Other than that, you know, like the guys say, there's a little bit of young gorse around the traps.
Mm-hmm.
Bring regular jandals are probably fine, but something.
They're fine for me, but I'm kind of not, yeah, I'm a rugged beast. I'm not like normal people, really.
You're not from the Biscus, I understand.
Yeah, so what else?
It's a bit different. It's a little bit. You might want.
He's tougher than most.
Maybe like sandals, like a little, like the Birkenstocks. The sole goes up a little bit over the sock, over the, a little bit up.
For me, yeah, gorse is just it's confidence. Gorse. You just as soon as you lose confidence, it's kind of like walking across hot coals. As soon as you lose the confidence, you're going to get a burnt
basically.
Foot.
So, but let's just clarify the fact that the young gorse is gone now. It's been cleared up. The main areas are free of gorse, everyone. So.
We should also say that your house has got a wonderful deck around the outside, which looks directly onto the stage. So there's plenty of awesome viewing for the festival.
Well, the sort of the deck sort of views the stage and the view of the Lake Porcaroa and then out to the Tasman, of course, John, in the background there. And but also sort of whānau of the land here, lead singer of Night Science. Pretty powerful, like if you need someone to headline like the festival at your house, probably get your brother or something. So that's what's happening again, and back by popular demand, I might add, this time around.
They go hundy. They go one hundy.
Pretty powerful shot. So
the kick drum is held together by about four rolls of duct tape, and it's totally mint. This is Night Science with Die T14. And then we're going to go straight into some Surf Friends, and then we'll say goodbye to Sam from Field of Dreams 2 and hello to Field of Dreams 2 on March 6th.
I'm
Massive.
Night Science, closing the night out at Field of Dreams out on the Awhutu Peninsula on the 6th of March.
I've lost the run sheet, but the bands include Draw, Nah Noise, Inti Honey, Night Science, Ounce, Rip Ship, Sang, Surf Friends, Tehuhu, Voom, and Water, and DJs in between. Still a few tickets available, no doubt, at the, just follow your nose, go to the band camp. Is that the best place to go, Sam, would you say?
Well, the easiest thing to say, of course, is fieldofdreamsnz.com.
Yep.
There's a bit of information there and a link to purchase the CD, which gets you to the celebration on March 6th.
Mm-hmm. That link takes you to Bandcamp?
That'll take you to Bandcamp.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You're just, absolutely right, Big Hungry.
Just making sure that's the place where people go.
Yep. Bandcamp, we're selling the CD through Bandcamp.
Bandcamp
They're
is
doing
king.
A good rate. They do a good rate, 10%. So, cheers.
Now, Sam Smith, Field of Dreams. We've got some Surf Friends queued up. Surf Friends absolutely ripped it 2 years ago when they performed. They've given you a brand new track for this compilation, which is Off the Hook. This is some classic kraut.
It's a really another mint track from them, basically. Like, Flying Nun must be really happy, I guess. Cheers to them for allowing us to have this track, by the way.
Kia ora.
Remember last time we peeked from Sam and he climbed up the tree so high to hang up the big sheet?
Yeah.
Oh, Pete from Surf, my boy. climbing up so high up the tree. Not dangerous at all, by the way. Very safe COVID practices. But he went really high up the tree and he hung that sheet up, didn't he? And we got to see some surfing videos as a result while they played amazing.
He sure did hang that sheet up that one time at the last Field of Dreams.
He hung that sheet up in the wind, Brian. So cheers to Pete from Sea.
We'll see you out at the Awhutu Peninsula on the 6th.
We'll see you at the Working
Bee,
guys, Saturday, 10 a.m. See you there.
All right, mate. Thank you very much.
Now you hang up.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.